Blog Talk Radio.
Well, well, it is Monday, the last month of August. God bless you. I'm back. I hope you had a rested weekend and you stayed safe and you kept your family near and dear to you. I'm here to talk about Christian character. All right. Before I get into the word, Heavenly Father, I pray that you keep me grounded, keep me safe, and keep my thoughts and my process always on point and on time. I pray for those that are sick and shut in and those that are receiving the word. Continue the word. Continue your walk in faith. I pray for these things in Jesus' most holy name. Amen. Amen. Okay. Christian character can be defined as what makes a person distinct from others, often with a particular emphasis on moral qualities. When we think of a person who has good character, we often describe them with terms like integrity, honest, strong, moral fiber, care and concern for others, and the like. Character is demonstrated in actions, but true character resides in the heart. Amen. Amen. Christian character begins with faith in Christ. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. In Hebrews 11:6, it says, "And without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For whoever draw near God must believe that He exists and that He reward those who seek Him." Amen. Faith is what separates Christian character from mere civility or secular morality. There are many reasons for a person to do an outwardly good or moral act. However, it is not solely the outward act that makes behavior godly, but the motive behind the act that matters. Matthew 23, verses 27-28, Jesus said, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are like whitewashed tombs, which outwardly appear beautiful, but within are full of dead people bones and are uncleanliness." So, you also outwardly appear righteous to others, but within you are full of hypocrisy and lawlessness. True godliness includes both right action and right motive. To have Christian character is to have a heart aiming to please and glorify God. Amen. Amen. Christian character is the product of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit, who changes the believer's heart from a state of stone-hearted rebellion and unbelief to warm-hearted faith and love. It is the Spirit of God dwelling in the believer's heart that produces a love for God and others, as well as a desire to deny sin and self in order to please God. This fruit of the Spirit is what forms the foundation of true Christian character. Having said that, we are called to walk in the Spirit and not quench Him. Although it is the grace of God that produces good works in us, we are still called to work with and not against the spirit. In 2 Peter 1:5 through 8, it gives a list of things Christians should pursue that reflect good character. For this reason, make every effort to supplement your faith with virtue, and virtue with knowledge, and knowledge with self-control, and self-control with steadfastness, and steadfastness with godliness, and godliness with brotherly affection. And brotherly affection with love. Amen. Finally, God uses our life circumstances to exercise the grace and faith He has given to us, thereby causing us to grow in Christ-like character. One might say that Christian character is forged into the cubicle of experience and affliction. Paul wrote in Romans 5:3-5, not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us. In summary, I'm just going to say, Christian character is not to be confused with mere morality. Christian character is made possible only through faith in Christ. The Spirit of God is responsible for creating and growing Christian character. Christians are called to work with and not against the Spirit in this endeavor. God uses circumstances to refine Christian character. Amen. That is my word of encouragement for today. God bless you and have a wonderful Monday. Amen. I'll see you Wednesday with another word. God bless you. I love you. Amen. Amen.